what we hire for in general are kind of four key criteria. We want people who are optimistic. We want people who are inclusive. We want people who are relentless. And we want people who are sound.
What are the secrets of the world's fastest growing athleisure brand? Today we find out. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. This week's episode was recorded a couple of weeks back at the Dublin Tech Summit and is very special for a number of different reasons. I have followed this company since the very start. Fanboy number one. When I spoke with Niall back in 2019, we did an episode. They were turning over around 2 million. Things were starting to happen. Now fast forward exactly 3 years on, almost to the day, June 2022, we sat down at the Tech Summit and they're turning over well north of 20 million euro. Here's my prediction. You can timestamp this and nudge me in 10 years. I believe Gym Plus Coffee will be worth over a billion in the next 10 years. If that doesn't get you to listen to the next 25 minutes, nothing will. Quick shout out to my sponsor, Sage. They're the number one provider of finance, payroll, and HR software to small and medium-sized enterprises, just like me and you, all over the world. Click on the link below to find out more. If you'd like to come to a live event, I'm doing a live event at the end of season 10, so at the end of this season, it'll be in Dublin and be very limited and very special. The only way to come is to join my mailing list. Go to mrgaryfox.com to join. Now, the man you want to hear from, let's talk to Niall. Niall, since we spoke on my podcast back in 2019, a lot's happened. Can you bring us up to speed on, first of all, Gym Plus Coffee, what it is, and then the last couple of years, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully a lot of you guys may have heard of us already. So we're Gym Plus Coffee. We're an Irish startup athleisure business. We started in 2017. We make incredibly high quality, comfortable gear to match that lifestyle where you can easily go from working out to chilling out. The confusing name, which is probably question number one that I'll get off the straight away, is we are not a gym chain and we are not a coffee chain, but intentionally our products are developed to again match that lifestyle. So if you're into going for an early morning run and grabbing a coffee with friends afterwards, then hopefully we're the uniform that you'll be wearing living that lifestyle. And great to see not a lot of blazers around here this morning, so hopefully we'll get more hoodies as we go. Gary and I spoke in 2019 on Gary's podcast, a fantastic podcast, so give that a shout out. It's very hard to kind of remember back to 2019. I think everyone in the world seems to have changed multiple times since then. And certainly being a startup business, at the time we were 2 years old, what we expected the next few years to be in store definitely wasn't as planned. So maybe to kind of talk a little bit about some of the chaos, and then I'll tell you, I suppose, maybe some of the positives of those few years. So like everybody, lockdown happened. We had to shut our retail stores. We had to manage the whole moving from being, full-time office space to working from home. And I suppose some of the biggest problems we faced was the behind the scenes, the stuff maybe customers wouldn't see as much. So supply chain issues, manufacturing issues, huge delays, huge rising costs, and just the kind of franticness to keep reinventing the operations part of the business to be able to keep the business going during an incredibly difficult period. So that was definitely the areas that probably caused us the biggest sleepless nights. But thankfully, overall, it was the kind of COVID experience had a positive experience on Gym Plus Coffee. Again, thankfully, we were an e-commerce first business. So during lockdown, everybody started shopping online. We also made athleisure comfortable clothing. So again, something that during lockdown, people ditched their suits and ties and wanted that comfortable clothes for their Zoom meetings at home. So again, we were in the right place at the right time for that. And I suppose the most I suppose, positive thing that we saw over it was this massive rally, especially here in Ireland, around Irish businesses to really support local. So we saw that wave of support coming to a startup business like ours that, you know, didn't know if we were going to make it through those first couple of months, to a stage where we just had this wave of support coming in to back the business, to shop from us, to give us the benefit of the doubt when their products were taking a few extra days to get delivered. So that was all in an incredibly positive experience for us. And then I suppose to maybe just, you know, pull that all together with a couple of numbers. You know, when we spoke in 2019, we, I think, had seven team members in our office, and maybe 20 across our stores. We now have 50 members in our office, and we've about another 150 across our stores. We've grown from 3 retail stores to 12 over that period. And in 2019, when we were speaking, the business was on track to do about 2 million turnover. And last year in 2021, we did 20 million in turnover. So over a really short period of time to grow during that. And then I had two little girls during that period as well. So my hands were definitely full.
You've been very, very busy. They're incredible numbers. Congratulations, first of all. That is spectacular growth. You mentioned something there and I want to touch on it. You talked about support. And a lot of companies kind of talk about building a community and building a team around them. Gym Plus Coffee are a community. How have you managed to do that, make that a reality?
So I think, we absolutely pride ourselves on being a community-driven brand, and that the business is powered by our community. And I think the way that has come to life is genuinely from a very authentic place. The reason we started Gym Plus Coffee was because we were loving this lifestyle where people were exercising and socializing together. As individuals, we saw nothing but positivity coming from living that lifestyle, and we wanted to, we had a professional ambition to match that with our kind of personal passions. So it came from that place. And then you have that early kind of early stage where you're an online business trying to encourage people to get out there and exercise and socialize. And we were trying to put all this great content out there to encourage and inspire people to do that. But then we really switched into actually walking the walk. So over the last number of years, we've put on over 300 free events where people can come down, meet up, do a yoga class, do a boot camp, and then hang around and meet people afterwards. And it really, I think, embodies what the brand wants to be and wants to stand for. And I think, you know, for us, that was coming from a very authentic place, that if we wanted to be this business powered by community, we had to create opportunities for that community to be able to do that. So certainly that has been at the heart of the Gym Plus Coffee business in so many different ways, whether that be the community that we're serving, the team that we're building in and around Gym Plus Coffee, and then as well all the work we're doing on the sustainability side of things as well, because I think for us we're very aware that if you're talking about it being a community brand and a mission-driven brand, you need to be a responsible community member and a community leader. So for us, we really try to make sure that we're leading the pack in terms of how a business can be set up sustainably, and over-investing it even in our first early couple of years to make sure that, again, there's that credibility and authenticity hopefully coming out that then, comes back to us in community support.
You spoke there about building a team. I speak to entrepreneurs every single week, and apart from money, their number one problem is team. How do they build out a team? Can you share some tips with entrepreneurs in the audience today? How do you build a good team and create that culture?
The Gym Plus Coffee team to us is absolutely everything to the success of the business. And I mean the entire 200 plus, because the first experience most customers have is meeting a Gym Plus Coffee, a team member in one of our stores. So they have to really embody everything that the brand is. And hopefully if anybody has shopped in our stores, it's not this hard sell experience. It's really to try to, same kind of vibes you should get in a local cafe or even in a local bar where somebody just wants to chat about, you know, what you're doing, what your fitness goals are, why you're shopping today, and build those relationships. So the culture is extremely important. You know, what we hire for in general are kind of four key criteria. We want people who are optimistic, we want people who are inclusive, we want people who are relentless, and we want people who are sound. As we've started to hire internationally, we really have to explain that Irish sound colloquialism of what we mean by that. But it's crucial to us, and I think it really captures, again, that feeling that or that culture that should be for the brand. And in terms of, I think, how we've done that, I think we've done a fantastic job because our team are amazing. But we do have a really structured interviewing process and onboarding process. So there is method to our madness. So for the interview process, we make sure, obviously, there's the usual, you know, in-person or at least face-to-face over Zoom interviews, but we also do a project part of the interview process. So if we're hiring for a marketing position or a product position, we make sure that people do a project based on that area. And then you really learn more about that individual, the energy they put into their tasks, obviously their skill set and how they approach projects. And to us, that's been a real key for unlocking really, really talented, passionate people. And then once we do hire people, we make sure that they get thrown in at the deep end of the Gym Plus Coffee sort of, you know, brand. So their first week is an intense week where they just get to meet every single person in the business. It's everybody else's responsibility to present to them, to tell them what they do, what their role entails, what they're working on at the moment. So hopefully by the end of that first week, the new team hire has a real understanding of the business. And then we do make people have a little task at the end of their first week, which is can be a little daunting, is to present back their opinion of what the first week was like, what they think of it, and how they're going to fit into Gym Plus Coffee. So by the end of the week, expectations are set on both sides. The team knows who this new person is and what they're doing, and that person knows who the rest of the team is. And I think that really just came from that place where we've all probably started jobs and you've got given a desk and you're told sit down, and it's weeks into it and you kind of don't know who people are and you don't know exactly how and where you fit in. So we try to avoid that by having that kind of structured onboarding experience.
Just be sound. I think that's all very underrated business advice.
Just be sound. Always be sound. We talk.
I love that structure, and I love that kind of two-way interactivity between. We're at the Tech Summit. What part has tech played in your growth? You have a tech background yourself, so what part has that played?
Yeah. So it's. I mean, for us, like tech, I suppose, has been an incredible journey for us over the last couple of years. I think what was probably the biggest part tech played for us is it really allowed us to get the business off the ground quickly, right? So if we had this idea for Gym Plus Coffee 10 years ago, it would have been incredibly difficult to get a website, to get it operational, to have the other softwares that plug into it, to be able to, you know, have this communication software, you know, with our suppliers, and also then, you know, to have tech being social media to start growing the brand and the business from early days. So the barriers to entry as a business were really reduced for us with platforms like Shopify and Slack and, you know, even early days with Alibaba and then, you know, obviously Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. So they've played a huge part in just getting the business off the ground. And then I think what we've come to hugely appreciate over the last couple of years is how important your tech stack is for you. And again, I'm not going to pretend that that's my expertise or background, but as you're growing as a business, to make sure that you're investing in tech ahead of time, because we've had speed bumps along the way where our tech has been too slow to keep up maybe with demand, especially around the Black Fridays, around the Christmas periods. And then you're pulling your hair out trying to wishing that you had invested in faster or better tech to allow you to scale at that pace. So for us, you know, now at the stage of business we are, we're currently in the way of investing in big ERP platforms, a huge data platform that's been built in-house, big bets for us that we need right now, but we're definitely going to need in 18 months. So to try to get ahead of those problems is the approach we're taking on it.
There's a word I think of when I think of Gym Plus Coffee, and we've spoken about this before, and it's relentless. I tweeted this to you years ago, and I was like, these guys are just relentless. What does that word mean to you?
Yeah, I absolutely love that. It took us a while internally to articulate that, and then when we landed on, and then the reason we landed on the word relentless as a real kind of pillar of our culture was because internally we always talked about momentum for the business. We need to keep momentum going. We need to kind of, at least in those early days, bite off more than we can chew. And usually when we did that, we had the best successes. And, you know, that can move from maybe franticness as well at some stages. But we used to always talk about momentum. And then I said this to Gary, you tweeted us, I think sometime during lockdown, we had just opened a new store in London, and we opened a new store in London without ever even seeing that store. It was a whole, so more stories there that we could tell on that. And you tweeted us saying, you know, congratulations, love to see it, absolutely relentless. And that just, you know, captured everything that we want to be, because, you know, if you're sound and inclusive, you know, and optimistic, they're all incredibly important values for a business. But, you know, you know, professionally as well, there's a business to run, and it can't just be this, you know, nicey nice thing. You know, you need that relentless determination, drive, ambition to succeed. So it's a real characteristic that we hire for, and it's something that I think our team instinctively have got, because I'm glad I don't, but it's never, you know, tops down us saying we got to do more. If anything, it's nearly trying to rein people in on our team who are like, let's do this. And while we, you know, try shepherd it a little bit, it's definitely the mentality that we want.
Where is that line between relentlessness and chaos?
Good question. So being totally honest, it blurs. And I think for those last 2-3 years, there's a danger it was more chaotic. And I think part of that is maybe the structure of the team, but I think a lot of that was just the uncertainty of what's going on in the world. So the goalposts kept moving. So it was very hard to plan more than a few weeks out, you know. Yeah. Whereas now I think, thankfully, events are back. You know, there's a bit more, you know, things are a bit more steady. So we're able to plan a few months out. So we want to keep that mentality of pushing ourselves to do more, but not at a day-by-day, week-by-week basis. It's more, you know, making sure that it's mapped out properly over a couple of months. And I think that probably matches with the stage of growth we're at now. We've just crossed 5 years. So, yeah, you can't be too frantic for too long now. We need to be a little bit more focused on the areas we spend our time, and then just have that relentless nature to really absolutely smash what we do focus on.
You mentioned it there, moving to London, opening a new store. What advice would you have for people for cracking new market, particularly UK, US?
Oh, God. I think we've still a lot of work to do before I can comfortably say we've cracked it. But certainly for the UK, for us, I think, look, the approach we're taking is firstly kind of, you know, going all in on it. You know, we're really investing in the team, in marketing, in everything there. And I think what we learned over COVID is, you know, if you're an Irish brand looking to scale internationally, you can't just be sitting in Dublin and throwing digital ads at the UK and hoping that people will see it. And you know, again, part of that was COVID. You know, we couldn't physically get over there. And for us, because events and experiences and in real life is such a big part of the brand, we felt that the UK audience was not getting the full Gym Plus Coffee experience. So now we've got a summer of events ahead in the UK. We're really investing in boots on the ground over there. And I think for us, we want hopefully the UK audience to view us, thankfully, like the Irish audience seems to view us now, as this hopefully sound business that they're willing to support, but that hopefully they see as really shows up, you know, that isn't just saying you know, make life richer, that we're really showing up to do that by putting on these events, that investing and sponsoring and, you know, putting money behind ambassadors and organizations and people who really embody that. And we just want to do that in a wider, you know, in a wider sphere now.
Yeah. I want to finish, a couple of minutes left, I want to finish on a question for you personally. You know, the brand is all about, you know, living well. How do you balance work and personal life?
You think I would have the answer to that? I find it very difficult for anyone who's here who's maybe got their own startup or own business. I think even if you're physically not working, I think it's very hard to mentally switch off. So I do find that difficult. But for me, I think there's two things. It's really trying to win the morning. And I think if you can try as well as possible to train yourself to get up a little bit earlier to win that first hour. I try to do that by going for a run, just clear the head a little bit. You feel you're on the front foot for the day a little bit, and that's hard when you're dragging yourself out of bed a little bit early, but I think an hour later you never regret it and you feel really good for the day. So I think for me, that first hour is really important to unlock the day. And then look, trying to have as many boundaries as you can, where, again, having two small kids really helps, because when they're jumping on you, it's hard to be thinking about business too much. And making sure that those hours where that is happening, that I'm switching off. So some of the tips I'd have, but I won't say I've, again, it figured out.
Niall, thank you so much for joining us today at Dublin Tech Summit.
Thanks, Gary.